right? People need to know where to get their Hardee's or their whatever rallies. The hell you want, the rallies. Yeah. So yeah, it's good. It's a good time. Guys, I gotta tell you, like, firstly, I got this new laptop because my old laptop died. I fucking love this thing. I got a MacBook Air, and with a new M2 chip in it, and it is like the smoothest, fastest processing computer I've ever seen in my life.
Can it run Crysis?
No, what's that?
Yeah, can it run Crysis?
What's Crysis?
That used to be the joke a couple of years ago. It's a game called Crysis.
Oh yeah,
and it was one of the top of line graphics hogs back like 10 years ago. So whenever anybody would like say, "I got this new machine," and you ask them, "Does it run Crysis?" Now, whenever you go on like on Amazon and look at the like the gaming machines, somebody always says, "Can it run The Sims 4?" Apparently, The Sims 4 is a graphics hog.
Oh wow! I don't know. I have not tried it, so maybe it can. I don't know, but I'd be down for trying it, I guess. So this is funny. So first off, welcome everybody to the Toddcast. I'm John, hanging out with Marvin and Grant. It's a good time. Comicsburg guys representing. Always a fun time.
I mean, I'm trying it, I guess.
So we are randomly talking about stuff. And this is the pre-show for the con. So I'm going to tell you some fun stuff that has happened in the last 2 days. So yesterday we had cosplay karaoke. And this was a special cosplay karaoke because our 50-year anniversary, and it was the craziest idea we've ever had. So you can bring whatever cosplay you want, but we loaded the top 64 songs that we've ever done into a hopper, numbered them out, put them on a wheel, and you had to spin to see which song you sang.
Oh.
Which was brilliant. And a train wreck all at the same time. Some people did amazing. Some people were not so amazing.
There were probably people who didn't know the lyrics, like getting songs, right?
Right. So you could. So this is how we did it. Like you spin the wheel, you get your song. For an extra $5, you will take that song off, load it with another one, spin the wheel again. So a couple people did that. Then if you run out of money and you really don't want to sing that song, we called it the nuclear option, which is where me and the other co-host chose the song. Three times this happened last night. The first song we chose for someone was the hell is the name of that song? It's the Mariah Carey Christmas song. All I Want for Christmas Is You, right? Okay. Then it was awesome. And then the second one was Monster Mash, and the third one was Hooked on a Feeling. We wanted to do Bodies, but someone pulled the number, put it on the wheel, landed on it, and wanted the song. And she sang it as what's her name, like the shy girl from The Office.
Yeah.
So she was like, "Let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor." Like, it was super funny. We had the Swedish Chef show back up. This time he ended up doing Katy Perry's Roar, which was just hilarious because he'd be like, "Fork." It's so funny. The last time he was there, he did Down with the Sickness, and now I can only hear it as "Bork Bork Down with the Chickpeas." So today. I had to get up early and go to the waterfront, and I got interviewed on PTL for the show.
You saw that.
Yeah, it was awesome. Weirder part. So after that, you go pick up all the equipment for check-in for people's tickets. Then I go to Hardee's. Then I go to Cranberry to get the van. I take the van to Mills. We load this van. I mean, our van is packed with stuff for our booth, stuff for the ticketing area, like free table stuff, VIP packs, everything, signage, all kinds of crap. And I'm like, all right, I got to go get some water for the green room, for the artists and stuff. So Madison and I go out to Sam's Club, and we're waiting to get out. You know how they have to like scan your receipt and then scan your items. And this guy behind her goes, that guy looks suspiciously like one of the guys I saw in the news today. And she goes,
wow.
Yeah, that's because he was on the news.
So you're famous.
Woo! Woo!
Pittsburgh famous.
Pittsburgh famous. I don't know, man. My cousin from Erie saw it. So So went all the way up there. But
that's awesome.
Yeah. Is that the Pennsylvania side or the Ohio side?
The Pennsylvania side.
Okay.
Yeah. He actually lives in like Erie proper. Like,
oh, okay.
I think he's like 2 miles from the convention center.
Oh, wow.
So like further east, like road that wraps the lake. Like,
yeah, we went up there for a show. It's a really nice area.
Yeah. I wasn't
gonna be up there in the winter though, but.
Oh no, it sucks balls. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm going to EerieCon this year, but it's in September, so we should be all right.
Yeah. Well, you never know. It's Erie. I mean,
yeah,
like Erie can start snowing in August.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been a long time since that's happened, but
you get that lake effect from Canada.
Yeah, Edinburgh gets more of it, like just south of Erie.
Yeah,
because they actually get the lake effect. And I remember in college going up there and being like, it was like May, and I'm like, you guys are still melting snow. It's crazy. So. All right, so let's talk about the show. So, first off, you guys excited?
Oh yeah,
of course.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah, we're super excited, but it's Thursday, and we won't be super excited until Saturday morning.
Yeah,
we're at this level now. Saturday morning, we're up here.
Yeah, I'm at like that calm before the storm moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Right.
Where I'm like, depending on if I have. Like wake up or get good sleep and get a good breakfast, my life will either be way up here this weekend or way down here.
So you'll have breakfast and stuff ready for us when we get there Saturday, right?
What? No. No. I'll have a bottle of water for you. Warm water.
Warm water.
Just for you, Marvin. It'll be great.
Room temperature, not warmed up. It has to be room temperature. Thank you.
Right. It'll be lukewarm. It'll be fine. We're gonna have a Luke Skywalker fridge somewhere. It'll be great. So not really. It's not gonna be refrigerated. It's literally gonna be room temperature water.
Because then I'll do if it's a Luke sour, then I have to do an Anakin Skywalker and say I hate sand because it gets.
Yeah. Or you can just be like, "Where's the Tauntaun?"
Yeah.
This is
going to be like kind of like a weird situation going downtown and not being able to go to McDonald's and get breakfast.
Dude,
oh, that was your tradition.
Even the Burger King beside the convention center shut down.
Yeah.
The Starbucks is open. The one in the Westin though.
They don't have. They used to have quiche there, and they don't have quiche anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Is that all Starbucks or just that one?
Well, the last Starbucks I was at, they didn't have it anymore. They had it before. What? I went there before and got it before. They don't have it.
Huh.
I was unaware.
Yeah. Well, there's Arby's, though. Arby's.
This is like the most talking about fast food that I have done, like, on a podcast, like, ever.
Listen.
We should just call this, like, the fast food cast. Yeah.
If you're getting down there early enough, you really need to go either to Cafe Raymond or Pamela's. Those are the two places you need to go for breakfast.
Oh, well, Pamela's is great.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, there's a Pamela's like 3 blocks from me. So.
Yeah, but you're not getting in Pamela's no Saturday morning.
No. I might go down tomorrow and do it before I load in.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I try to go. I used to work down that, and I used to go down there to like Woolies on Friday, like Friday morning, Friday afternoon.
Woolies is the best.
Yeah. Just in the inundated with people. You couldn't even get in the line to get to the hot food.
Did you go to Andy's Sushi?
No.
I love that. I love Andy Sushi. It's this super effeminate guy who, like, if you bring a girl there, he just like shamelessly flirts with her. Ooh. Like, you can't even really get mad at him because it's just like so cute. You know what I mean?
Rough.
At least I don't get mad anyways.
I really enjoy Woolies as well. But I, for breakfast, those are my two go-tos in that area. But I'll also go to the Eagle for dinner, which is great, which is like Southern fried chicken.
I've never been to
the Eagle. Well, the Eagle's great. Where we're having the beer party, Bill's Burgers, the burgers are freaking amazing.
Yeah,
make sure you get the queso and cheese. The queso they have there is delicious. And then obviously there's Permane's down there, which is great. Bonafide's a nice little bar that you can, it's right across from Pamela's. You can grab a couple beers or mixed drink at. Oh man, there's so many good places. Like, just that whole area, like Coupe de Ville is mm-hmm. great. If you want to have a cigar, go down to the other side of Coupe de Ville at Chipino. That's great too.
I can pretty much guarantee I'm not going to feel like getting a cigar.
What? I have a couple. If Saturday's good, I'll be in the hotel, out in front of the hotel, smoking a cigar Saturday night. That's how you can tell it was a good day, if you see me out there like that.
Oh, really? I'll keep that in mind.
Yep.
You'll know it's a really good day if I'm smoking a cigar, because I don't smoke cigars.
Ah, well, maybe you just never had a good one. There's also all the stuff down Penn Avenue, which is great.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Justin finally showed up. So I love Emporio, and August Henry's is like my go-to. Nikki's Thai Kitchen's great. There's that Bourbon and Bridges, but I've never been there, but I heard it's like freaking amazeballs.
So just as a sidebar, Nikki's Thai's Kitchen is good until after 9 o'clock.
Oh yeah.
That's when all the hooligans showed up. I've been down there late at night, and there's a lot of nonsense going on down there because of the cabaret on the other side.
Yeah.
And those are the only two things open in that area. So there's shenanigans going on between the two of them.
Yeah. Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've seen some stuff that I probably shouldn't have seen when I was down there.
And all from the cabaret.
Yeah, this is a family show, so we won't be talking
about it. Good job. Thanks. You ruined it. Way to go, Marvin. Justin, you finally showed up. Wake up?
Yeah.
Nah, he did one of my things. He did my thing.
Well, you told me to take a nap. I laid down for 2 seconds, and my body's just like, yeah, you're done. And I'm like, God damn.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Too busy loading that van up for tomorrow.
Yeah, we loaded that van in like 90 degree heat today. It was crazy. So,
yeah, I mean, it was awful.
I mean, we took what, like 6 pallets worth of stuff out there? It was crazy.
Yeah, 6 pallets.
Yeah.
It is
officially 6 summer.
6 pallets, 2 carts.
Yeah.
So,
it's still 86 though. So, I mean,
yeah. Well, that's a good thing. The con is indoors and air conditioning. A whole nother reason to come and join us down there.
Yeah, there'll be air conditioning.
Air conditioning. What? Once they shut the dock door, there will be.
Yeah.
So during load-in, there will not be.
For those who want to come Saturday, for those who join us Friday, beware to wipe yourself down.
And yeah.
We may have like some of the attendees spritzing you down with water or something.
Well, you got to carry around spritz with you anyway, because it's hot and there's people coming in from outside. So
yeah. Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
So I mean that's a good way for like people who are at the arts festival to get cooled down instead of walking around. You come to the convention.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Buy some comics.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot of what we saw last year was people that went to arts festival couldn't find comics. Came over to our show, hung out the rest of the day. Like, you know, it's crazy. Like, I'm just excited to like I hope that people bring stuff to get graded. I hope that people come out and see all the artists and help people find something new to check out, which is always the point of any kind of convention, is to check out the new stuff. Right. So if you've never, like, if you're watching this show or listening to this show and you've never seen one of the Comicsburg books, you need to check them out. The Edge and Beowulf are like two of the best locally written books I've ever checked out, and that says a lot. Like, you're definitely way up on the writing scale. Like, I think the only book that I think that had like that has like the best art, and this is kind of just like, it's not even like an option, but yeah, like Ron Frenz's like sick comic stuff is insanely good art because it's Ron Frenz,
right?
You know, which is also kind of cool to see that he's like self-publishing stuff. He has a new book coming out with American Gothic and Apex Press. I forget when it comes out. It comes out in a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah, is he going to be? Is he going to be yesterday? The Three Rivers.
Or, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We ran into him on Sunday. He came up to the Geek Flea Market in Cranberry, and we were it was really funny because like another vendor from the show is standing there talking to us, and I'm like, hey, Ron. Ron like walks into the store because Justin and I are outside selling stuff, and he's like, is that Ron Frenz? We're like, yeah. He's like, what's he doing here? I'm like, he's got a pull box. So it's really
Ron
funny.
Ron Frenz actually like critiqued like super, super, super old Beowulf pages.
Oh yeah,
like from when I was like 14 or 15, because I'm thinking like that would have been like 94 or 95. I mean, there's no way he would remember that, but like, yeah, right. He would go to like any comic book store and do like a comic book signing. So I took some of my like Beowulf pages and he like critiqued them, which is pretty cool.
That is awesome. He's a super nice guy. I love Ron.
Yeah, I sat with he did a signing at K&J and I sat with him for like 2 hours.
Nice. Yeah, they're gonna be set up at the show too. So like, you know, I'm gonna give a quick shout out to the local comic shop setting up. So we got K&J, we got Southside, and we got Pop Culture Comics. But every shop in the city, and I do mean every shop, has our flyers in it somewhere. So
every shop in the city?
Everyone.
Every one of them?
Every one of them.
Yep.
Every one of them.
Do you know something we don't, Marvin?
We'll talk about it later. Okay. But shop. Every
what would show. Be the harm in not telling the story, John?
I'm trying to build goodwill,
yeah,
and I'd rather not call anybody out, but I'm just going to say that every single shop has our flyers, and we really appreciate it from the bottoms of our hearts. We really do. It's a lot of...
That include Pittsburgh Comics?
Yeah. Actually, I personally dropped off Colin's patch.
Oh, awesome.
So Colin's great. I love Colin. Actually, he'll probably be at the show. I think he usually goes Sundays, I think. It's either that or he goes Saturday and then Tim goes Sunday. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
They rotate.
They do. I know he's pumped to see P. Craig Russell. So I know you guys are, I know you guys are coming and setting up, but like, who are you guys excited to see?
I was just going to ask that same question. Ah. I mean, P. Craig Russell is awesome. I mean, he's been popular since, like, what, the late 70s? So,
yeah.
So, I mean, he's kind of legendary. I mean, I'm trying to think what the coolest comic book I've ever seen him do was. I mean, he did an issue of Sandman, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
issue 50. Mm-hmm. And then he did that Death miniseries for Sandman as well. I loved his Killraven issue, like the Marvel Fanfare Killraven issue. Mm-hmm. That was great. The Elric he did with Michael Gilbert, who's also going to be at the show, was fantastic. Yep. There's the Death mini.
Well, this is the Death Gallery. This is just everybody who's worked on Sandman pretty much did this. It's already got a signature from Jill Thompson on it from Baltimore last year. So it's just adding to it for me this weekend.
Awesome. Ugh.
I'm getting drained already.
No, it's just been a long day. And
so, yeah, I'm really interested in meeting the guys from Band of Boris. I've been talking with them for a while. They publish a book by my buddy Dan, American Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I was surprised they were coming in from Buffalo. I asked him if he was going to make it, and he said he wasn't going to make it.
Buffalo's not that far. What is that, like a 3.5-4 hour drive?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, but nobody comes into Pittsburgh on purpose.
Yeah, well, you do when you live in Buffalo. In the summer, at least. Like, you know.
Yeah, I was like going to say in winter, they can't get out of Buffalo to go anywhere.
Oh, man.
But at least their football team's good. So, hey.
Justin, who are you looking to meet this time?
I want to say P. Craig would be one. I mean, I met Ron last year. Nobody was as fun as Howard last year with me. So I want to see who gives me the most grief. And then I'll probably be who I like bullshit with. I like Daryl Banks. Yeah, so
Daryl's a good dude.
Me and him talked for like a good hour and a half, just bullshit.
So Howard Chaykin is like in love with my wife. And I don't think he's actually in love. I think he's in love with everyone he sees. But Angie will go on and on about like what a sweet guy Howard Chaykin is. And what I like every time she does that, what I do now is I look up like images from that porno comic book that he did like in the 80s and show them to her. And I'm like, this is the guy who you think is like a really sweet, cool guy.
Oh, God.
What's didn't we all want to do a porno comic book at one point in our lives? Come on now, man. That's
everybody's nice. About the porn. Jeez. I guess it's my turn then, yeah. I know most of these guys. I'm kind of interested in checking out and hanging out with Andrew Pepway again. I had drinks with him in Charlotte last year. He's a really great dude. And I kind of want to like hang out a little bit and get to know Tom Zahler a little more too. He's just from Cleveland. I loved his Loving Capes art. He sent me a preview of his piece for the art auction, and it is fantastic. I'm not allowed to share it though. He like watermarked the fuck out of it. It was so.
But I was gonna say, awesome. Did you mention all the fun stuff that's not just of the con, but the two events after the con?
We kind of touched on them a little bit, but okay. Don't forget there are Friday night, so tomorrow night after load-in at 7 o'clock, we're having our first event at Bill's Burgers in the Westin. It's our beer release. Robert Hack's going to be there. He's gonna sign all the labels. He did an amazing job with Spellbound Stout. And you don't even need a ticket to go to that. You can literally just go buy one on draft if you want to try it. And then if you like it, you can buy some cans to take them home. If you just want to buy some cans, he'll sign the cans. Robert Hack will literally sign anything. I almost got him to sign a baby once. I'm not even kidding. Like, that's a real story. And then
I wanted him to sign my COVID mask at one point.
Yeah.
Because he's always still kind of wearing the COVID mask, which it's fine.
Yeah. Cool.
I understand, you know. Yeah. Him and his lady are the nicest people. They are always coming to our little local shows.
Yeah. You know? They're awesome. I love them.
And I have to say his beer label is probably one of the best ones since what? The Witchblade and Dawn ones, in my opinion.
I definitely think it's top three for sure. I think Witchblade is up there, and I think American Flag is probably up there too for me. So
did you actually commission Howard Chaykin for the American Flag label?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn, I wish I'd gotten
that's awesome. If you need some, we'll have some there you can buy and take home.
Nice.
Yeah. So just so you guys know, also we'll have some of the previous year's beers there. All the ones from Shoebrew. They'll be available this weekend at that event. Limited quantities. I can't remember what Todd told me it was per can, but I want to say it's like under $8, or it's like around $8 or $10 a can. And then Saturday after the show at 7 o'clock, same place, Bill's Burgers in the Westin. We're gonna have a charity drink and draw. So people come, artists come, they draw something, they put it on the table for whatever price they think it should go for. And then people walk up and they buy it and it goes to charity. It's literally that simple. But please be a patron and buy a drink or food or something while you're there, because their food is really good and the service is great. I love it.
I will second that on Bill's Burgers. They're really good.
They're good cheeseburgers. I've never been there, but it sounds good.
And they're like reasonably priced too. Like it's not like a $40 fucking burger. Like, like if you have like three drinks and like a side and a burger, you might hit $40. Like, it really depends on what you're drinking. So
are we talking about Todd?
Is this the Todd
expenditure where he spies the drinks?
I mean,
I'm thinking drinks, maybe not so much the food.
But I mean,
drinks,
I do have a company card, Justin. You know,
yeah,
expensed it.
Chink chink.
Yeah,
people don't get that anymore. The whole chink chink sound, like for the credit card.
Were we talking about that as we were loading the van? Nobody knows how to use a pallet jack anymore.
Oh yeah,
a hand pallet jack.
Yeah. Also, like, so I'm gonna ask you guys this. I'm really not trying to be a dick, but as vendors, do you read the entire email that shows sent you?
The show's what?
That shows send you with like information about the show.
I do when I get them.
Okay. Cause like I swear that only like three people actually read the email of load in time, show time, like anything else, like what comes with the booth. Like the reason that this part of the year is the most stressful for me is because I get bogged down with phone calls like that.
Yeah.
And that might be my own problem. Like that might be just because I'm nice and I answer the call.
Right. So, you know, I work in IT, right?
Yeah.
And we send a lot of communications out telling people like when we're taking servers down, when we're doing updates, when something's broken and we have like a documentation out there on how to fix it. Nobody reads this. So what we figured out is that we do combinations of either of emails and then tutorial videos. Mm-hmm. And what we found is that people skim emails. So if the email takes 2 minutes to read, they'll spend 20 seconds on it. If you give them a 3-minute video, they'll watch a minute and a half of it and then zone out on the rest of it.
Okay. So you're saying I should make a tutorial video?
Yeah.
Like a welcome to Three Rivers Comic Con vendors.
Yeah, because I'm sure you don't have enough stuff to do.
Well, you know, though? I would have no problems just being like, watch the video.
Yeah, exactly. What you could do also is Windows, well, you don't have a PC, you have a Mac.
Right.
It has a built-in screen recorder tool where you could like walk through things and it does the steps that you're pushing buttons. It'll show the steps in the documentation and it records a video for you too.
What? You're kidding.
So if there's voice and it's saying to do something, and it won't let you go on until you do it. So we make videos like that now where you can, it's like interactive and you can't, it won't move until you actually click and do what it tells you to do. So press this button and it will just sit there until you do it.
That's awesome. I will.
So I try to figure out ways to get people to engage with things and so they can figure things out on their own. So they don't continuously email me saying, hey, da-da-da-da. I was like, did you watch the video or read the email? What email or video? The one that I sent you yesterday. Oh, I missed that.
Right. That's pretty much what I got. Oh, I didn't get the email. And I'm like, really? Like, my favorite part is like where they've replied to the email earlier in the day or before. And I'm like, the information hasn't changed. But like, it's just like, I get it though. Cause like, you know, I've done that as a vendor too. Like mm-hmm. I've read it or I'm like on my way there and I can't, cause I'm driving and I'm like, hey, like, what did you say about this? I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Like,
oh God, that's, you know, that's always a recipe for disaster when you're like trying to read the email while you're driving to the convention, like right? Swerving over the road.
I mean, luckily, like we do a lot of shows that we've done, like we do them consistently. So things are very much rinse and repeat. But it was just interesting. Like, it's just one of those things. And some of these dudes I've known for a long time and it's just really funny. And I'm just like, and they, or they run shows themselves and they're just like, I know I'm that guy. So, but it's okay. It's okay. So, balls. That reminds me, I need to do something. I need to write a note. Anyway, we're now going to talk about something super awesome. And that is, Marvin's going to talk about the exclusive for Edge. What number, Edge?
Issue 6.
For Three Rivers Comic Con. Are you dudes ready?
That was boring, all right,
cool.
Man. I'm ready.
All right. Hold on. Share screen. Hopefully I picked the right one. Boom, there it is.
Woo! That looks badass.
Right? All right. Well, why don't you talk a little bit about this issue, a little bit about the variant, a little bit about how much it's going to be, blah, 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 all that fun stuff, and how people can get it, really. Right. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So this is our issue 6. So this is the second issue in the new story arc, Reign of Chaos, which kicked off in issue 5. So in this issue, we're taking the Mystic character on a journey. I don't want to spoil what happened to him in issue 5, but we're going to start pulling back the curtain on those swords that he carries and opening up that universe, that part of the universe where there's past history with these swords. And I don't want to spoil this up, but it goes back a long way. So there's been other people who have wielded these swords and like kind of formed them and into their own kind of weapons. So you've got knives, you've got staffs that have been these swords in the past.
Interesting.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. I think it's cool that they like two of them kind of look similar. Like the two on the left kind of look similar, but mm-hmm. I like the fact that like the middle left one is like a scythe.
Yeah.
Like I dig it. I dig it a lot.
Right. So and the reason and you know the reason why one is longer than the other, one is a female sword and one's a male sword.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one's a short sword.
And did I miss it? Did you tell me who did the art on this again?
Nearly, I would say 95% of all the art on the Edge is done by Mark Ventukiat, the lead artist on the book.
Cool. That's awesome.
It's very, you know, awesome fantasy base there. So,
right.
Anybody and looking for that fantasy book.
Right. It's kind of funny, like when people, like when I pitched the book originally and people would say, it's a superhero book. I was like, it's not. It's not at all. It's like, that's the top layer. You've got sci-fi, we've got fantasy, we've got all kinds of different layers of this book. And the reason why we've gone in that direction with it is that we wanted to dig in. And originally this was going to be something separate and then it just kind of just flowed all together into the Edge. So we tried to do something different, but it is eventually says, oh yeah, it's the Edge. This just stick it in there. It fits.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it looks cool.
So that'll be available at our table. I'm not doing a markup on it, so it'll be 5 like the rest of the books.
Oh, nice.
What issue is that a cover for, Marvin?
Issue six.
Issue six, okay. Yeah. Are you debuting that?
Yes. So that's the cover. That'll be for the con, and whatever's left over goes to New Dimension. So it'll go back to the store.
Yes.
And that'll be the only way you can get it is at the con or for New Dimension. So if anybody is trying to get at that book, you got to hit up the store or hit up the con or whatever's left. If there's nothing left, then we might print some more later. We might not. I don't know.
Cool.
It might happen to fall out the back of the truck in the back alley of Pittsburgh somewhere.
There might be a heist. There might be a heist.
Yeah. It may end up in my living room. I don't know. What?
That looks like something you would do there, John.
Right.
Justin, I'm gonna give Justin a ride to a con. He's gonna be like, is that a box of Edge? I don't know what you're talking about. Shut up.
You know what you would tell me? You're like, oh, that's Todd's.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Todd paid beer for it. It's okay.
We'll launch the regular issue six next week. So nice. It'll be the regular cover.
Cool. So this one will predate the regular cover by 3 days, five days. Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, Grant. Your turn to talk about your Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Memoirs of the Morbid Blue Edition. From this little bit of a cover or a little bit of an art, I am like already like, yes, good thing I said to notify me when it comes out. I'm already interested. So
I went the sexy lady route because that seems to be what fans like. I couldn't really go that route with Beowulf, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
But this from the second in the series of Memoirs of the Morbid, this is gonna be the cover. Yeah, so this is it's a Tales from the Crypt style comic book. Or not even necessarily Tales from the Crypt, but any of like those 1940s and 1950s comic books.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's an anthology. There are five completely independent stories, and all five stories have a beginning, middle, and end. You don't have to worry about them, you know, being to be continued forever. And they're all kind of wrapped around with our narrator, who is called the Ghoul Master. And he's kind of a parody of the Crypt Keeper or horror narrators like that. In that he is a entitled celebrity, and he has a lot of trouble coming up with puns.
He's like me, hosting a karaoke. It's great.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited, man. It sounds good. When does this go live?
June, I think it's 26th.
Okay.
It's a Monday. Let me check. Let me make sure that date is right. Yeah, the 26th.
Okay.
So roughly, actually, it's closer to 4 weeks than 3 weeks. I think I said, I think I told days. You 3 weeks.
Yeah.
25 days to be exact. So.
Right.
Because today is the 1st of June. So. Yeah. Well, minus one day.
It's the day after Foley goes to the mills.
Yep.
So.
There you go.
Have a nice day. Times.
Yep. Yeah, but if you guys like horror, it's more like Twilight Zone-y type horror, where it's just like it's kind of like creepy and unsettling instead of like super gory. I think you'll like Memoirs of the Morbid, and like I said, there's also a lot of comedy in it.
So it's a little more like Black Mirror-y.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Okay.
Did you see the trailer for the new season?
Oh, dude, I'm excited. I just hope it's more than three episodes like the last season.
I think it's five.
Oh, come on, man. Well, at least they're going back to like, that was what, seasons one and two were five, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. And then season three was like 12.
You're right.
And then four was, I think, two or some shit. Like, it was crazy. And then they did that Bandersnatch movie, which was freaking awesome and crazy all at the same time. So,
do you watch that, Grant? Black Mirror?
Yeah, I've seen not all of the episodes, but quite a bit. It's pretty cool.
And everyone is watching From, right? Since I suggested it last time.
What's it called? From?
MGM Plus.
Yeah, still don't have MGM Plus.
Well,
I don't think anybody has MGM Plus.
Right.
Well, I mean, it might be a great show.
Oh, they're trapped in a town and they can't go out at night.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like monsters and hiding in the woods. They look like people, then they attack you and eat you.
Nice.
I mean, I want to see it because it's the pitch is amazing. But you know.
I think they had, I don't know if they're still on there, but I'll look. I think Roku had like the first two or three episodes.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. I will have to check that out.
It's one of those shows that like no one knows exists, and I'm afraid it's going to die.
Nobody has MGM Plus except for Marvin, apparently.
Right. Well, I mean, I talked about like the AMC Plus, like Anne Rice first shows, and they were awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Witching Hour was not quite as good as Interview with a Vampire, but Interview with a Vampire was phenomenally good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but a lot of people don't have AMC Plus to watch it. So,
well, I mean, the thing about it was is that when the trailers first came out and people were doing their usual complaining about something existing, and then it came out and the ratings were really good, and then people stopped talking about it. I'm like, how does that work?
Right.
You're going to attack the show, and then when it comes out, it's good. You're like, nope, we don't have anything to talk about now, so let's just go back. Let's go on to something else.
Guess I'll just climb back in my cave and find something else to complain about.
Right. It's crazy. And then they'll complain when it gets canceled. Then they'll say, then they'll do a remake or something. Why do you keep remaking everything? Like, you had new stuff. You ignored it.
I mean, that's like the what the hell was it called? Lock and Key, right? It's like they did that whole pilot. They shot it up in like Evan City and Elwood and Zeeley area. And apparently it was not good enough because they only kept one kid. Like, they kept Bodhi, and that's it from the original version of that pilot. And then they did this whole new series. And, you know, I really thought it was well done. Like, it was very good.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just weird because it's like, everybody's like, oh, Lock and Keys are never going to get aired, blah, 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 that it does. And then they're like, oh, we're going to not watch this anymore.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, it was pretty good. Shit. Now what?
Yep. You know? Now it's canceled.
Yep.
Well, they did that with October Faction, too.
I didn't really like October Faction, though. But I wasn't really a big fan of the book either, like the books. Yeah. So I like Steve Niles. Like, don't get me wrong, I like Steve Niles, just not a real great fan of
that. I was gonna say I enjoyed it, and then they're like, oh yeah, it's done, and I'm like, yay, another Netflix one and done season. Yeah. Good job, guys.
Well, I mean, that's one of the reasons why there's a writer strike right now, because Netflix doesn't want to give up their data.
Yep.
So I think what they're starting to figure out is that instead of it being tied to minutes watched, it's actually tied to subscriber bases. That's how they're doing their bonuses based on. And they don't want to give up actual subscriber information at all.
Right.
unless you're sharing subscriptions, then screw you, you know.
Well, that reminds me, I gotta do that on this TV. Oh, fuck. I gotta take this TV to the show. Hold on.
I was going to say, kind of getting back into horror stuff. I was actually watching the original Twilight Zone stuff last night.
That was great.
On Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
I was doing it between New Beavis and Butthead, and then I'd switch over and be like, oh, Twilight Zone. So I'd turn on Twilight Zone.
What did you think of the new series?
The New Beavis and Butthead? It's funny as hell. It's great.
The new Twilight Zone.
Yeah, the new Twilight Zone wasn't very good. Well, that's just my opinion.
So. I didn't watch the new stuff. The last newer version of Twilight Zone that I remember watching was the 90s era one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been a whole series since then.
Yeah. I didn't watch it. I'm not a big fan of his horror stuff. It doesn't thrill me. I get what he's trying to do. And I love him as a person, but some of his stuff, I'm just watching, I'm like, yeah, I'm I understand it, but it's not my kind of entertainment.
Well, he didn't write any of the episodes on Twilight Zone. He was just a host.
Yeah, he was just the
host. I would say that there might be half of a show that was really, really good. The rest of them were really, they kind of fall apart as the story goes.
Yeah, they're not great.
Yeah.
I was going to say, wasn't M. Night Shyamalan supposed to do a new reboot of Tales from the Crypt too? Did that ever come to fruition?
The rights for that are like crazy. For 12 from the Crypt. No one get the rights to it right now.
Wow.
I know he did an anthology show for Apple TV. But speaking of Tales from the Crypt, I was watching.
He did like a TV show too for it. Like he did The Servant, which was very good. Right. Yeah,
I tried to watch have you ever seen that Bordello of Blood?
The movie?
Yeah,
dude, the soundtrack for that is awesome, but the movie's god awful.
Right?
Yeah,
I tried to watch it the other day because I watched Demon Knight and then it came on right after it.
Oh, Demon Knight was perfect.
Yeah,
Demon Knight was so good. Billy Zane is the perfect man to play a demon.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and it's the only tolerable movie with Jada Pinkett Smith in it. So
was Bordello of Blood the one that had Dennis Miller in it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about.
Angie Everhart,
when
the hot vampire queen,
and you're watching it, and you're watching him act, and you're looking, and you're like, was he even on set with the rest of the actors during that movie? And then there's a documentary on YouTube, and they were talking about how he wouldn't come out of his trailer. He did like Wesley Snipes did on Blade 3. He wouldn't come out of his trailer, so they had to do his scene separately from everyone else. So he would do his scene, and then he would do a bunch of ad-libbing, and they had to rewrite the script on the spot. Because the actors who were filming behind him wouldn't know what he said.
That sounds like what he did for Monday Night Football.
Yeah. And he he didn't want to do it. He asked for $1 million and they were going to turn him down. But they took $750,000 from the budget to give him $1 million. And he just showed up for the paycheck.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's awful. The movie's bad and I'm watching like, something's really wrong here with it. Does he even want to be there? Then you watch the documentary, like, yep, he didn't want to be there at all.
And it's a shame because it's like you got Corey Haim in there, like playing the brother and everything. Yeah. And it looked like a bunch of solid actors, and then he just kind of ruins the whole movie.
Right. Vibe. Well, dude, like Corey Feldman was telling, he had stories about Erica Eleniak. They said that she wouldn't come out of her trailer, then she wouldn't want to talk to anybody. She said
that
she
wouldn't surprise me.
She wow. said, I'm a professional actress now, and I'm not coming out my trailer.
Wow. Yeah, you did. What did she do like other than that movie? Oh, I was on Baywatch. You and every other blonde girl from the 90s.
Well, she did Under Siege with Steven Seagal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's the one that popped out of the cake.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I remember that scene.
Yeah,
teenage
me. Yeah, teenage me watched that for certain purposes. Right. Other than
you were out the VHS in that one spot.
And then you pause it.
Angie Everhart was dating Sylvester Stallone during the time. That's how she got that role.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The sad part is Angie Everhart's actually a solid actress. Like if you watch like the later stuff that she did, she's actually quite good.
Yeah, I mean she probably put her energy into her craft and wasn't just lazy like other people do it.
Well, models usually have to.
Yeah,
because then they're like, well, we're our expiratory date as hot.
Mm-hmm.
Went down in the 90s and they're like, well, I better learn to do something else, so right. better act. You know, but it sounds awful, and I realize it sounds very misogynistic,
right.
but that's the way Hollywood is, unfortunately.
Right.
I think it's gotten better over the last few years because now you got women of various ages considered attractive.
Right. Well, I think they're just doing a better job of hiding what they're doing now.
Because
now you've
Social media. Certain Jewish director is no longer there doing certain disgusting things to females.
Right.
So that helps as well.
Right.
because he had a lot of influence back there.
Right. So. Did you guys talk about Fast and Furious? Right.
No. Mostly because I'm not a big fan of the Fast and Furious. So.
But have you seen it or not?
I've seen like some of them. I haven't seen the new
okay.
one though.
Well, the new one. Okay. Well, I mean, are you going to watch it?
No, I don't care. Right. You can spoil away, so, sir.
So you guys know that they had the dust up between Vin Diesel and Dwayne and The Rock, right?
Yes,
I heard something about that.
That I did know.
And Rock said he wasn't coming back, so he's actually in a post credit scene in the new movie.
Really?
And then today they announced the spinoff for The Rock. Because he's still not.
Oh, that's right. I did hear about that. Like, he's just like, nope, gonna do my own thing. It's fine.
Yeah, like, that's nice.
I'll be over here.
Is that why they did the whole Calvin and Hobbes one?
Oh, Hobbes and
Hobbes and Shaw. Sorry.
Yeah, Hobbes and Shaw. Yeah.
I call Calvin and Hobbes, and it's like, might as well be Calvin and Hobbes.
I was like, Calvin and Hobbes? What?
That might be a better movie, Calvin and Hobbes.
Right?
He plays the tiger.
And then there was a story that came out, this Vin Diesel has a problem with Jason Momoa now.
Oh yeah.
Oh geez, yeah. I'm shocked. I used to be the hot guy for like a decade and a half, and all these other hot guys are taking my spot.
Oh man.
I mean, it's just so disastrous. Like, these guys just can't keep their mouth closed and make all this money they're making. Just go with it.
Well, I'm sure they, to a degree, they get all the attention. Like, Vin Diesel probably's not wrong and still want to be the guy.
Yeah.
The problem is, it's like, dude, you're like in your 50s now. You're not quote the guy anymore for a lot of the next generation. You got to move over and let some of these other guys who have made multi-generational fans like.
What are you talking about? I am Groot.
I'm sorry, compared to The Rock going, oh, by the way, I was the Scorpion King. I was this, I was
and
that.
The Tooth
and
Fairy.
Yes, the Tooth Fairy.
Well, what also I heard that those.
And I'm in every other Disney movie.
I think The Rock, Statham, and Vin Diesel have in their contract, they're allowed to lose fights in these movies.
Wow.
So somebody has to lose these fights, right? Every fight is a stalemate?
Yeah. Well, it's like the Bruce Lee Robin fight from the old Batman show where it was a draw.
Mm.
Because Burt Ward didn't want to lose the fight. Yeah.
Crazy.
Like Bruce Lee would have mopped the floor with you in 30 seconds, dude.
Although right? I would pay old school pay-per-view prices to see Jason Statham, Vin Diesel, The Rock just beat the piss out of each other. Like, not pro wrestling beat the crap out of each other, like MMA in a cage just beat the crap out of each other. I would pay money to see that because they all in their own way probably are good, like awesome fighters. Although I could see Vin losing pretty handily to Statham or The Rock, and then it would just be Statham and Rock just beating on each other.
Well, I mean, Statham's probably the only real martial artist in the group.
So. I still love watching the Transporter movies.
Those are good. I mean, I have a lot of with the Transporter, but what's the other one with when he's got the artificial heart?
Crank.
Yeah,
those are great.
Oh, I don't think that's so much about
that movie was
martial
awesome.
Arts. That was more like, you know, the after effects of. Kids, this is why you really don't do drugs, because you might get stuck in this kind of situation.
Wow. The whole movie is just, it's like a video game. It's nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Agreed. Huh. Sorry, I got a text that said something about a very awkward, malicious looking post from the con site, like the con Facebook. And I'm like, I'm going to look at that very quickly.
Oh, gosh. So, we're not getting one of those woke things, are we? Are we getting labeled as woke?
I hope so.
Is MG is MTG coming down to Pittsburgh so she can get booed out of Pittsburgh too?
No, they should bring David, what's his Zaslas from Warner, so they get so he can get booed. I watched. Did you watch that?
It's yes. Hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious. Well, wasn't it like what? Which was he speaking? Harvard or something like that?
Was
he?
Yeah. It was. Was it Ivy League school? I can't remember what
school. It was an Ivy League school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And him going, you have to get along with people, and people are like, bullshit. Hey, writers.
Wow.
There's the rich white dude sitting up there. Yeah.
Won't pay his writers.
Oh, of course not.
Come on, you got to pay the writers.
Well, like, I, you see, I think the actors are going to join the strike. I think their contract is up on the end of this month. But they I think they voted to strike too.
Wow.
Well, do you see what Drew Carey
awesome.
Is helping out? Like he's paying. He'll pay like strikers that need a meal. He'll pay for their meal.
That's
like
cool.
Like breakfast or lunch or something like that, like one or the other. That's awesome. Like one meal a day, and he apparently he's already used like he's close to $1 million in like picking up checks and stuff. Well, you know what though, I that gives me a whole new respect for Drew Carey.
I'm oh like, yeah, yeah,
cool for you, dude. I respect that, you know.
Oh yeah,
and that's good marketing for whatever pizza places is doing it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, all right, guys. I'm beat.
How tired you're going to be after this weekend?
Oh, good God. Stop. Don't make me think about it. So,
we're just
no, actually, it goes very quickly. And like, I just got to remember tomorrow on my way in to like, I have to remember to eat. But I got to remember to caffeinate. Like I think I'm going to buy like a four. I'm like going to go to like CVS and buy like a four pack of Red Bull or Monster just to have with me for just tomorrow. but no, it'll be good.
I'm just going to have the wife like hook me up with an IV of Rockstar just directly in the veins. Skip my mouth. I'm just going to like write. Directly under my vein in my arm.
I don't think that that Starbucks knows what it's getting into being open during this show. It's like I'm gonna be like, can I get a box for just me every day? Thank you.
You just see John with a big box. It's like a box of wine. Just
hey guys, like, how's it going? Oh, you need to check in booth 103. Hold on, I'll walk you there. Let's go.
You just see the steam coming off your mouth as you're drinking hot coffee straight from the.
Right. Oh man, yeah, that'll be hilarious. But no, like it's gonna be a good time. Everybody's gonna have fun. Please, everybody, come check it out. We've worked really hard to bring you some of the best in the industry. Both of these gentlemen will be. Well, actually, all four of us will be there.
Yes.
And you can high five all three of us, all four of us, three of us, four of us, all three of you plus me, four of us.
So that'd be a hat trick.
Pittsburghian counting.
Woo! Right. Crap. I'm not
hat 20
high.
For everybody. Hat 20.
Right. Right. Just
please
do not
tip in ones.
Just
please
remember two things. One, do not try to bring me a Turner's and Icy Light. I will kill you. That shit is disgusting. It's orange on the can because it turns to rust. That's how bad it is.
Oh. I want to have the can just to have a can. I don't care about what's
there. I saw a case on the street. Like somebody just left it there. They didn't want it.
It does. It
wow. Tastes like, it tastes you like, know that's bad. It's just left on the street.
I thought you meant it tastes like the street. Like
probably that know? Too.
Yeah, right? Like it just tastes like you found it like somewhere near one of the hobo camps and you're just licking pavement.
Not even the hobos are drinking
so anyway,
stuff.
So number two, and this is actually like a legitimate service warning. If you are a cosplayer please, no live steal and no
watch your
no no projectiles if you are bringing any prop weapons in. Those are the two main rules. We will be checking prop weapons at the door.
Yep.
So
we do not need the cops to come a second time in a row.
It's not in a row. This is like the first time was like the second one.
Yeah, like, but it will be back to back years.
So. No, Walt. No.
This year would be back to back.
The cops didn't show up last year.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't. Oh, but that was for a different that was for a different reason.
Doesn't matter. They were still here.
But not for that reason.
That sounds like a story. Sounds like a story. All right,
one last quick story. So the second year we did this, so this would have been 2017. We're at the mall and someone comes dressed as the Punisher for cosplay and has a fake AR-15. And instead of walking from the parking lot directly into the con, like he's supposed to, he walks through the mall and comes in that door. And a mall walker like completely freaks out, calls 911 as they should, you know, SWAT team shows up. And we're like, what's going on? And like, we had a phone call, like somebody dressed up the Punisher with a rifle. I was like, okay, he's over actually taking pictures with the photographer, but please, for the love of God, make sure we're all safe. Just do it. And you know, they came out like, all right, it was just a prop gun, we're good. And we're like, okay, cool. But like, that was the minor heart attack day of what the hell.
That sounds scary.
It was. We were all like, what the fuck is going on here? Last year they showed up though. We had a known thief in the room and we all very diligently watched him until he left. Let's just put it that way. and he did not get away with anything, which is also good. So, well, oh man, I'm getting more texts about the KDK thing. Man, Pittsburgh famous. So, all right, guys, I will see you guys tomorrow. Or Saturday, depending on which day you're loading in.
Yeah.
And we will see all of you guys listening this weekend, downtown, David L. Lawrence Convention Center, Saturday and Sunday. Get your tickets now. They will go up $2 on Saturday morning for every single level. So make sure you get them now. You guys get one last chance to boost your wares. So give them the pitch.
Go ahead, Grant.
Do it.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, Memoirs of the Morbid. It is on Kickstarter June 26th. It is an awesome little horror anthology, 5 completely self-contained storylines. And it's more like spooky horror than really bloody horror.
Cool. So like John said, we'll be at the con. I'll have copies of The Edge issues 1-6 with a special cover. And we'll also be taking pre-orders for the Blaine action figure.
Hell yeah. Because I'm going to be doing that. So, that reminds me. Hold on.
You're going to have to get yourself an action figure shelf there, John.
Well, I ordered the Stray one that Vito put out last year. Got it a month before the show and then forgot it to take it to the show. So I just wrote a note to make sure I grab it tomorrow morning.
Awesome.
Thank you again, guys, for being on the show.
Thank you.
I can't wait to spend the weekend with you guys. It's going to be great. Justin, I'm probably going to get sick of you by the end of the weekend because, you know, we see each other enough. But, yes. You know,
I'm sick of him already.
Maybe he'll surprise us and it won't be a blue mohawk tomorrow. Maybe it'll be like a sexy hot pink mohawk or something.
No, it's going to be blue and purple like it's been.
Okay.
Just going to touch it up.
I was going to say, just a little touch and a little bit of glue and we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Like
this is Bedhawk. This is what this is.
Oh, okay.
Like, are we getting
full on Liberty spikes this weekend? Because that'd be fucking
rad. I can't, I was like, I can't get my hair to do that. Like, I need like the hardcore beeswax, like yank up.
No, dude, you need a bottle of fucking Elmer's glue. That's what you need.
Oh, no, I ain't doing
that's
that.
How you did it back in the day.
No, I'm good.
All right. All right.
I think I'll stick out enough, John.
Fair enough. Fair. So, all right, guys. Thanks again. And thanks, everybody, for chatting and listening and hanging out. And we will see everybody this weekend.